It's me, Jeannie, Shannon, Renee on 105.1 The Bounce. Happy Monday, if that is a thing.
Yes, we are here.
Yes, we are here to bring some sunshine to your life. Speaking of sunshine, I hope every single mother had the best day ever yesterday. Happy Mother's Day to, you know, the moms out there.
Yeah, I hope that you definitely did. You got a couple hours break from everything. But, you know, let's be honest. It's the weekend. You have to get your house together. Yeah. Things like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. How was your Mother's Day?
I had a pretty good day. Yeah. I went and picked my youngest up early from her dad's house. And then we went and surprised my older daughter at work because she waitresses on the weekend. I was starving. And I'm like, let's go. We surprised her and everything. So it was nice to see her. But she's cooking for me on Tuesday, like I keep talking about. And I'm looking forward to that because she's like planned a whole menu. And she's literally cooking me brunch until dinner.
Wow.
Like all day she's going to cook.
So that's going to be the break that you've been looking for.
I know.
You're like, nobody's going to see me because I'm going to be at her place.
No, but I had a good day. I went dancing the night before and kind of treated myself to that. So it was good.
Very cool. I cannot wait till Wednesday morning to hear how this food turns. You've been hyping this up for so long.
I know.
It's not good.
I know.
You're going to have to be honest and tell me.
No, I have faith. My daughter like makes bread from scratch.
Oh,
like
wow.
She is like the cook.
I don't even do that.
Yeah. I mean, like she doesn't ask. She like asks for stand mixers and stuff now, like for gifts.
My ex got me one of those and I've never used it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's like, oh, I got it. It was cool. It was a cool gift. And it just sits in the closet.
Oh.
And
you'll eventually use it. You like to cook too.
I do. I guess I'll probably use it to make your cheesecake after your wedding that I owe you from your birthday.
Yeah, please. It's going to be a good show today.
Stick around.
It's the Morning Bounce.
It was chilly as hell outside this morning when I walked
It was.
Out of my
Yesterday,
apartment.
We were actually went out to do something and it got cold quick when the clouds came in and the temperature just dropped. It's going to be mostly sunny skies today.
Let's go.
Highs in the lower 70s. So.
Okay.
It's reasonable.
That's really good. Yeah, yesterday, like you said, I didn't even think about it. I was doing stuff and I had all the windows open and I'm like, I got the windows open and the fans on.
Yeah.
And then I was like, turn this fan off. Turn that fan off. Close that window.
Yeah. I was like, we need to get cold in here.
Yeah, it started happening very quickly. So,
well, it's going to be a high in the upper 70s tomorrow, too.
Okay.
So, you know, make your outdoor plans today.
I'm all about it.
All right. It's the Morning Bounce.
It's me, Jeannie, Shannon, Renee, 105.1 The Bounce. Shannon Scoop is on the way.
If you're looking for a job, I've got some good news for you. I'll tell you about a hiring event that's going on right around 6:50.
So what's the scoop?
It's time for Shannon's Scoop on the Morning Bounce.
I'm Shannon Renee. Here's your scoop. Well, if you're looking for a job, Detroit at Work is having a hiring event. Mm-hmm. They're going to be hiring for home health care, retail, and manufacturing jobs.
Oh, nice.
They want you to bring a resume and please dress in business casual attire.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to happen at McKinney Center on Burt Road in Detroit this Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. So get your stuff together and head over there if you're looking to switch jobs or looking for one.
What I always say when job fairs happen is you go there on your lunch break and then you come back to work. I'm out of here.
And like nobody knows. Like if you don't have a job that you normally dress up at and then all of a sudden one day you're all fancy dressed up and you're like, I'll be back. Mm-hmm. You come on. Everybody knows you're going to apply for a new job.
A quick story. So when I was applying for this job, I left work to do a Zoom interview with our, you know, our managers here. And I was wearing like a t-shirt and I came back in a polo.
Right.
And somebody was, I was like halfway to work and I'm like, hopefully nobody notices. I walk in the door and the first person is like, okay, I see you with the outfit.
Exactly.
And I'm like, oh, no.
You're either going to a job or a funeral on your lunch break. It's one of the two.
Well, I got the job, so it didn't matter.
Well, moving on. Listen, I saw this interview. I thought this was so cool.
Uh-huh.
Ed Sheeran revealed something in a recent interview that shocked me.
I was going through all sorts of speech therapy, and when I was 9, my uncle bought me the Marshall Mathers LP, and he just said to my dad, this guy's the next Bob Dylan, you got to let him listen. My dad didn't really clock it, you know? He was just like, okay, Edward's going to go and listen to that. And by learning that record and rapping it back to back to back to back, it cured my stutter, and I stopped talking like that.
Yes, cured his stuttering.
That's so crazy.
Had to rap so fast that it just like reprogrammed. I guess he had some medical procedure that ended up affecting his nervous system that then caused him to start stuttering.
Yeah.
So that's an interesting way to cure it.
I know, right? Is that like the new cure? Hey, listen to Eminem along all the lyrics.
Gosh, it's weird. It was interesting to hear that.
Yeah, that was really cool. Big Ed Sheeran guy. I love that guy. He's great.
Lil Wayne, he strikes again. You know, he's known for canceling some shows. Yeah. But Saturday was the last date of his show in LA. And if you remember, I said, if you miss the show here, you can definitely check it out because it'll be live streaming the last date. Well, first of all, according to his fans, he was 3 hours late.
Yikes.
He did about 30 minutes and then brought a bunch of other Young Money artists on stage. Mm-hmm. And then he had this to say.
We appreciate it, but we ain't about to be bending over backwards for these folks. We worked too hard for this shit. We worked way too hard. This is my motherfucking artist, Adam. That was Twist. That was Jack. We are Young Money. We appreciate y'all time.
Yeah, he cut the entire show short and just bounced.
That's crazy. That's crazy because you were like, oh, I can't wait to watch this show. And then you're like, it's on at midnight. And I'm like, you're not watching that. And then you're like, but you can live stream it for $11 the next day. I'm going to assume that you're not.
I would have been upset. That.
Well, the crazy thing is when he was here, he brought out Lil Twist and another artist. But the people here were just into it.
Yeah.
Like, they did, you know, I mean, I wasn't because I had to be here early the next morning. I'm like, hey, we got to get this moving.
Right.
But everybody else was into it. And then he came back out and he brought out Dej Loaf and it was great. But I guess the L.A. crowd wasn't feeling it. Like, we can't sing along to these songs.
No. And, you know, it annoys me that he did that. But I also understand, as someone who used to run shows and have asked artists myself, like, what's the dynamic now with cell phones?
Yeah.
Because they feed off of the crowd's energy, right?
Of course.
And people are constantly on their cell phones now, not wanting to sing, not wanting to move too much because it's going to mess up their video.
Yeah,
and you're not enjoying it. So it just looked like a circus on stage. They're just performing for you.
Yeah.
That's not what they do the show for.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So get off your phone. Do a little quick clip and then get off and enjoy yourself.
That's what
right?
I do, right? Give me one or two videos of the hooks of my favorite songs, and then I'm going to enjoy the rest of the performance and sing along. I mean, even I've had to teach myself because when I do post these videos, I'm like, all you can hear is me.
Right, I know.
So I'm like, all right, I'm going to record this and I'm going to stop singing and then I'm going to put the phone away and start singing again because, you know.
Go to shows to enjoy yourselves, all right?
Exactly.
I'm Shannon Renee, and that's your scoop.
Got another Clarissa Jenkins phone check on the way at about 7:05.
Hello?
Better watch out before you answer the phone.
Clarissa Jenkins might be on the other end.
I'm trying to figure out what the hell your problem is right now.
Time for another phone check.
On 105.1, The Bounce.
Hello?
Hi, this is Sherry Evans calling from Town Oaks. I need to speak to please.
Yes.
Hi, calling about the door that was repaired.
Yes.
I know. Who did you speak to and they told you $100?
I had gotten a letter.
I said, who did you speak to that was $100?
I didn't speak to nobody. They came with a letter saying that it was going to be $100. I made a money order and returned it in.
Yeah, I know they. I want to know who they is. Okay. As far as I know, they don't exist.
The gentleman who came, looked at the door, said that they're going to leave me a letter here.
Enough of all that blabbernackle. I'm just saying that the repairs are about $325 with labor.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, but I have gotten the letter that told me it was going to be $100 even. My girlfriend...
Are you not hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, you're saying who's they who told me $100? Well, whoever they is, they wrote the letter with all the information at my door.
Okay, but are you hearing what I'm saying? The repairs are $325.
Yes, I'm hearing that.
Okay, so you paid $100, so we're going to need a check for $225. Because you're the one kicking in doors like you think you're a FBI agent or something.
My son was inside the apartment, man.
And whose fault is that?
It was an accident. My son locked the deadbolt.
Mm-hmm. How old is your son?
He's 1.5.
He could start a car, I'm assuming, too. Am I right?
Ma'am, the deadbolt is the lower lock. He knows how to lock the door.
I don't know no one-year-old that can do that. My one-year-old picks boogers, and that's about it.
Ma'am, I'm not here. I don't want to argue with you, ma'am.
Well, I'm just telling you right now that I need a check for $225.
Okay, ma'am.
Locking kids in the apartment while you out partying.
Out partying? Ma'am, you don't know the story. I was out in the storage room. My son shut the door and locked it. Partying.
I heard you.
Yeah, it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Come on now.
Well, you know, a meth head had got to get it somewhere.
Okay, you're assuming I'm a meth head now?
I'm just saying, what you going to a storage apartment in the middle of the day for?
No, ma'am. The way you're coming at me and talking to me, accusing me, no, ma'am. I'm going to end this conversation. I'll get back to you like I said.
All right, well, do me a favor and get back to Jessica.
Okay.
Okay, because she's the one that just set you up for this prank phone call.
Wow.
Boom! You just been phone checked. Phone checks are better when you know the person on the other end.
Yeah, tell us who you want to phone check next at 1051thebounce.com.
We are getting ready to go 105 minutes of non-stop throwbacks for your ride to work. It's the all-new Morning Bounce with me, Gene, and Shannon Renee. So yesterday was Mother's Day, and I feel like most moms had a good day, but there's one that sounds like she was not very happy.
Definitely. We can't wait to talk to her. You're not going to believe what happened.
Yeah, DM Dilemma.
Oh, DM Dilemma. Yeah. Sorry, why I should talk to her. I'm going to get it together, okay?
I hope you do. Right around 7:20, we'll get into our DM Dilemma.
It's the Morning Bounce.
It's Monday morning, and you know what that means.
It's a brand new DM Dilemma.
Yes, me and Gene, Shannon Renee on 105.1 The Bounce. If you've never heard a DM Dilemma before, basically a listener will shoot us a DM on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, at 105.1 The Bounce, and they'll tell us about a little situation that they're in, and then we get advice from you for them, and they decide what to do based off of that advice. And we got this DM yesterday afternoon, so you know that this woman was not very happy.
Okay, here we go. Yeah. She said, I feel like my husband went overboard buying Mother's Day gifts for his ex from my stepson. Mm-hmm. Before they went to see her, I asked my stepson what he got his mom, and at dinner, my gifts did not compare.
Oh.
I promise, all caps. Yeah. I promise I am not being petty, but I feel like I should say something.
248-544-1051 is the phone number that you can call or text. Do we have a petty patty on our hands?
Right.
Or should she say something because, you know, like, this is her current guy. They go out for Mother's Day, and she's like, wait, this is not even as good as what you told me your son picked out for your ex, and I know you paid for it.
Right. We want to hear from you. Yeah. Give us a call or shoot us a text.
Good morning, Bounce. Shannon.
Yeah.
How would you feel if Duke got his ex-wife a better Mother's Day gift from his son than he got you?
I feel a certain type of way about that. Good morning, everybody. It's me, Gene, and Shannon Renee. It's a brand new DM Dilemma today.
Yes.
A woman reached out to us because apparently her husband got his ex-wife better Mother's Day gifts than hers. And she says, I swear I'm not being petty. I just feel like I should say something.
248-544-1051 is the number that you can call or text if you want to weigh in on our DM Dilemma. Emily, what do you think?
She should say something. Otherwise, she's going to build up all this resentment. Plus, like, what about her? Her feelings are hurt, right?
Yeah.
She should definitely say something. It just seems stupid to let it go if it bothers her that much.
So just say her piece and move on.
Exactly. Get it out. Don't hold that resentment in.
Do you see, like, if there's an issue, right? Like, if he took the kid out shopping and the kid picked this stuff out himself, do you think that there's an issue in that? Or do you think once he saw, you know, what items his son picked out for his ex, that he should have at least stepped his game up?
He should have stepped his game up because also he's paying for it all, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not like the son has all this money. I don't know. Seeing what the son got, there's no way he should have stayed with his original gift. He should have stepped up. It's almost insulting at that point.
Oh, boy.
Thank you so much for the call, Emily. We want to hear from you.
Yes, if you want to weigh in on our DM Dilemma and let her know, should she stop being petty or should she say something to be like, why did you get me this gift that I that wasn't as good as what you got?
Yeah, like, is it an appropriate thing for your husband to be buying his ex presents anyway, right?
Yeah, that's a good point as well. 248-544-1051 is the number. Give us a call. Shoot us a text.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
We might have a petty patty on our hands here.
Good morning, everybody. It is me, Gene, and Shannon Renee. It's our DM Dilemma.
Yes. The woman sent us a DM yesterday afternoon. She was getting ready to go have her husband drop the stepson off at the ex-wife's house. Asked the son what the Mother's Day gift was that he got for his mom, and it was better than what she got. And now she's wondering, should she say something to her husband or not?
Avery, what do you think about the situation?
I think she's being petty.
Okay.
Okay.
I think she's being petty, and I'll tell you why. Okay, this is a little off track, but I'm going to tell you a situation that happened with me. My daughter's mom passed away.
Okay.
Okay, so my daughter asked me, said, Dad, can I borrow the money to, you know, pay for mom's... I said, honey, I tell you what, I'm going to pay for it because it's you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm going to pay for it. So I paid the $1,900 out for her.
Mm-hmm.
But I got relatives I would not have did that for.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So he did, when the son picked out that gift, he picked out the gift for his, you know, for his mom. The guy,
right.
The guy who bought the gift, he didn't do that for her. He did that for his son.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And the guy who bought the gift for his current wife, he bought the gift he wanted to have. So she shouldn't be comparing the two. But see, I think she's being in competition when it's actually the son picked that gift out. And he did that for his son.
Yeah. All right.
Not for him. You see what I'm saying?
I get it, right?
Yeah, that definitely makes sense.
So what do you think about the situation? Give us a call or shoot us a text at 248-544-1051.
It's me and Gene and Shannon Burnett getting you to work with 105 minutes of nonstop throwbacks on 105.1 The Bounce. This is the 50th anniversary of hip-hop, and there's a lot of celebrating that's going to be happening.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Yes, it is. We got a big concert coming to town.
It's hip-hop 50 at the Fox Theater Saturday, July 15th. And we were talking Rakim. Come on. I did a show with him before. He's really great.
Yeah.
KRS-One, Dougie Fresh, Slick Rick, Big Daddy, Kane, and EPMD.
That is a lineup right there. And if you want to go, but the way your bank account is set up, you ain't got the money, we're going to make it really easy for you to go.
We're going to do that with Finish the Lyric coming up right around 8:20.
Hip Hop 50 at the Fox. We're going to hook somebody up with some free tickets.
Just Rakim, KRS-One, Dougie Fresh, and so much more.
That is a lineup.
I know you want to be in the building. We're doing that with Can You Finish the Lyric. It's super easy. We're going to play a song where we leave off. You just have to pick it up.
Mm-hmm. And it's so easy that I'm going to show you how it's done this morning. Shannon, what you got for me today, girl?
Ooh. You know what?
What?
Can't you buy me a drink?
Oh, T-Pain?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Without auto-tune, though?
Oh.
Please don't do it with auto-tune. I swear I'll smack you. No kidding. All right, here we go.
Tell me how you feel, mama. Tell me what you sip is certified. Dime piece deserve Louis 1-3. 150 a shot, 3 for you and 3 for me. I'm checking your body language. I love the conversation. And when you lick your lips, I get a tingling sensation. Now you both say you're tipsy. Say you in the mood. All I need is about an hour. Better yet, make it 2. Let me take you where I live. Ferrari switch gears. When I whisper in your ear, your legs hit the chandelier. Passion fruit is sex, all in the atmosphere. I'ma let T-Pain sing it so you can make it clear.
I'ma buy you a drink
and win.
Listen.
Hey, no,
I mean, you went to
get sick
on that one.
Let's go.
And no autotune, I didn't even have to smack it. Speaking of smacking, Detroit, you think you can finish the lyrics of this? Smack that.
Yeah, I know. Let's cut to the chase. No time to waste. Back to my place. Plus from the club to the cribs like a mile away. Or more like a paddler, shall I say. And plus I got a pal if your gal is game. In fact, he's the one singing the song that's playing.
Hey, girl.
You think you got this, Detroit?
I know
you
do.
Give us a call right now. We're looking for caller 10 248 544-1051. Good luck.
All right, let's find out who is going to be at Hip Hop 50 at the Fox.
Alexis, your caller 10.
Oh, wow. Okay. I never win.
Well, this is first time for everything, girl.
And I'm glad it could be with us.
Right?
You think you can finish the lyrics to the Smack That?
I do.
All right, all you got to do is pick it up where we leave off. Here we go.
I'm like, I know, let's cut to the chase. No time to waste, back to my place. Plus from the club to the cribs like a mile away. But more like a palace, shall I say. And plus I got a pal if your gal is game. In fact, he's the one singing the song that's playing.
Hey, girl! I see creeping, I can see it from my shadow.
Hey.
Wanna jump up in my Lamborghini Gallardo.
Uh-huh.
Chew my face and just kick it like Tavo. And simply make it over. Look back and watch me smack that.
All on the floor, smack that.
Give me some more.
Smack that.
Till you get so.
Smack that.
Oh.
Nice.
All right, let's see how you did.
I'm like, I know, let's cut to the chase. No time to waste, back to my place. Plus from the club to the cribs like a mile away. Or more like a palace, shall I say. And plus I got a pal if your gal is game. In fact, he's the one singing the song that's playing.
Hey, girl.
I feel you creeping, I can see it from my shadow. My shadow. Up in my Lamborghini Gallardo. Maybe go to my place and just kick it like Tybo. Possibly been your over. Look back and watch me smack that. All on the floor. Smack that. Give me some more. Smack that. Till you get so. Smack that. Oh.
All right. That's not an easy one.
Right?
Well, congratulations. Yeah. You just scored a pair of tickets to Hip Hop 50 featuring hip hop's most legendary names like Rakim, KRS-One, Dougie Fresh, Slick Rick, Big Daddy Kane, and EPMD. It all goes down at the Fox Theater on Sunday, July 15th. If you are a hip hop lover, you need to be in the building for the show.
I am. That's right before my birthday.
Hey. Yep.
For everyone else, tickets and show info, visit 313presents.com.
Thank you.
You are very welcome. Go ahead and let everybody know what station made you a winner for the very first time.
105.1, the bounce.
So yesterday was Mother's Day, and I got to see everybody's moms smiling and happy on the internet. But there's one mom who is not smiling or happy.
Oh, my goodness. We got a DM from a woman, and she needs your advice.
Yes.
It says, I feel like my husband went overboard buying Mother's Day gifts for his ex from my stepson. Before they went to see her, I asked my stepson what he got his mom. Mm-hmm. And at dinner, my gifts did not compare. Ooh. I promise, in all caps.
Of course.
I'm not being petty, but I feel like I should say something.
248-544-1051 is the number that you can call or text if you want to weigh in on this DM dilemma. Trey, what do you think, man?
I think she's being petty, extremely petty. First of all, why are you comparing gifts? The child picked that out for his mom.
Yeah.
That's what we're getting. It ain't about who paid for it. That's what he wants his mother to have. So as the father, that's what I'm going to get.
What do you think about the fact that she asked the kid what he got for his mom?
Yeah, she wrong. Yeah. She wrong for that.
Okay. Little sneaky sneak.
Good thing it ain't on me because... Yeah, I go get her another gift just for you asking. Yeah, and send you a video of it.
Wow.
Man.
This is my money, not yours. I spend it on whoever I want to.
Yeah.
Okay.
You sound like you got a little petty in you.
I ain't petty, just keeping it 100.
Yes, sir.
You're not standing next to me as I'm making my money, so don't comment on how I spend it.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Oh, Trey.
Thank you so much for the call. We want to know from you, what should she do?
Yes.
Let it go, address the situation so it doesn't, like, build up.
That's the problem, though, is there's no way she's going to be able to let it go.
I know, right?
It's going to be 6 months down the line, and she's going to be like, do you remember the time you got me that whack-ass Mother's Day gift? And it's going to blow up and become a whole thing. There's no way she's going to let it go.
Well, let's span the conversation a little bit. Do you think that, you know, and your husband should be buying gifts for his ex right?
Yeah.
Give us a call or shoot us a text, 248-544-1051.
We got a DM from a woman who is not happy with Mother's Day.
Good morning, everybody. It's me, Jean, and Shannon Renee. Yes, her husband bought presents for his ex-wife for Mother's Day for their son to give to her. And when she went to dinner and got her own gifts, they did not stack up to the level of what he got his ex-wife.
Yeah, which is crazy that you let a child be a better gift picker than you. Shannon, you said we got a couple texts?
Yeah, we got a couple good ones. Okay. Dion said, everyone here is tripping. There is no way that kid picked out an expensive gift for his mom. The dad is still creeping with his ex.
Boy.
So she has every right to feel some type of way. And if by chance, you know, the kid did pick out the gift, the dad knew what it was and he should step up his game.
There you go. That makes a lot of sense.
And then Ursula said, my partner ain't going to be buying no ex, no gifts. Give the kid $5 and he can buy his mom whatever he wants. And that dude that called in, we would not be together anymore talking like that.
Yeah, he was talking a little spicy. Anthony, what do you think about our DM dilemma, man?
What she doesn't say is, where are her children at? Did her father, her children's son, a father take them out to get some gifts? Or does she even have children? So her kids had the opportunity to pick out a gift for her just as well as this man's child had opportunity to pick out a gift for his mother. So don't get mad because your kids don't know how to pick a gift.
They're trying to pick the most expensive thing.
Never you, so that's your issue, not his. He probably would have paid for the gift that her kids picked out. So they can, don't get mad because she got a Walmart nightgown and the other one got a necklace.
Not the Walmart nightgown.
You know, give me a break. That's too petty.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's the child wants you to get. As a father, for Father's Day, I got macaroni pictures and ties. I'm not saying, oh, my God. You know, give me a break.
Some homemade gifts. Well, if you want to chime in on this situation, a lot of people have already over on our socials at 105.1 The Bounce.
It's me, Jeannie Shannon Renee on 105.1 The Bounce. Shannon,
yeah.
You moved Lauren closer to you with you, not closer, with you.
Yeah.
To thrive and do well in school. And it sounds like she's killing it right now.
Yes. My younger daughter, Lauren, she's going to be 15 here in August. Mm-hmm. And we moved her to the school district that we're in because they really do foster more of like the music and theater and arts and stuff like that. So, and that's her thing, right? Yeah. Not every kid is good in science. Course, you know what I mean? But that's her thing. So, you know, she got student of the month last month for her art class. And throughout the semester, the teacher has picked certain art projects to include in the school's art show.
Yes.
Every one of her projects has been picked.
Wow.
That she's done since the beginning of the year. Yeah, along with some other students. So they line the hallways with the art, and you can just go in at your own leisure after, you know, the bell rings and stuff. The kids are no longer in school. Kind of go check everything out. So I'm hoping to go do that today.
Okay. You're going to go buy some art?
Well, you don't buy it. You just go and check it out. Look. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so it's all on display and everything. So nice.
That's really good. I'm glad that she's doing well.
Yeah, she's doing great.
Yeah. Very cool. It's dope meeting her when she came by for Take Your Kid to Work Day.
Yeah.
It's me and Jeannie, Shannon, Renee on 105 on The Bounce. We're leaving. Babs is up next. Spend some time with her because she's fun.
Uh-huh.
I like Babs. She's fun.
And it's what the weather outside today.
Yeah, go enjoy it. If you have the windows in your car up right now, you're doing it wrong. Roll the windows down, turn the music up, and that is the right way to do it.
And then be back here with us tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. It's a Morning Bounce.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.